Let's head over to the Vision Home Loans Newsline, where we're joined by ABC News entertainment correspondent Jason Nathanson, as we are every Friday at this time. And Jason, seems a little bit like deja vu. We're talking about a big movie release this weekend. It's that hard R Suicide Squad, but didn't that already come out, what, in 2016?
Yeah, this is a sequel. This is called The Suicide Squad.
Oh, I missed the...
2016 was called Suicide Squad. This is The Suicide Squad. Very important distinction. You got a little "the" there. In 2016, that was directed by David Ayer. It starred Margot Robbie and Will Smith and a bunch of other people. It wasn't exactly well received. It made some decent money, but critically was not very well received. And now, so this is, they're trying to bring it back. It's kind of a sequel, but also kind of a reboot. So Margot Robbie is back, Viola Davis is back, Joel Kinnaman is back. But you have John Cena this time joining the cast, Idris Elba, Peter Capaldi, a different kind of story. Remember, this is about a bunch of villains in the DC comic book universe kind of getting together and going off on a mission. And so you just have a different mission this time around. And one of the major differences is this time they brought in James Gunn to direct. James Gunn is the guy behind Guardians of the Galaxy for Marvel. So you have a Marvel guy coming in and showing the DC guys how to do it, which I think kind of works well here, because Guardians of the Galaxy has been a great franchise so far, and James Gunn has done a really good job with that. So he brings a little bit of that life, a little bit of that fun to Suicide Squad as well, and you get a very hard R-rated, if you like people watching their heads get blown off in different various iterations, this is the, you know, a film for you.
And, you know, again, it seems like a little bit of a different tone from the other one as well. I think part of that, as you mentioned, is James Gunn coming in, but... The costume alone I've seen for John Cena in the trailers and some of the interviews, is that real or is that just some kind of elaborate joke they're playing on everyone?
I don't know what you've seen necessarily, but if it's just the costume that he wears, then yeah, that's his costume. He plays a character called Peacemaker, and there's a little more. It's funnier. I mean, they bring some of the humor, which is what James Gunn is known for. So he brings a lot more of the humor, and I think it's a better movie than 2016 Suicide Squad. But it's also not perfect. It's a little long, drags at points. I think they could have cut like 20 minutes out of it.
All right, we'll definitely keep that on the option. Another new option this weekend, it's a new series created by and starring Joseph Gordon-Levitt over on Apple TV+. Let's talk about Mr. Kornman.
Yeah, and like you said, he writes, directs, produces this, and stars in this show. Joseph Gordon-Levitt does, and this is something that he told me is very personal to him because it's about a teacher, a fifth grade teacher, whose life isn't going exactly how he thought it would. He has unfulfilled potential as a musician, a relationship that didn't quite work out. And what Joseph Gordon-Levitt said was that this is kind of who he thought he could be if he weren't as lucky in life as he has been. He says he knows he's been lucky he had two great parents. He's been lucky in love. He's been lucky with his career. And a lot of it comes down to, hard work, but also luck. And so this, he wanted to explore a guy who maybe wasn't as lucky as him. So think of this as an alternate universe Joseph Gordon-Levitt in this show from Apple TV+, which the first three episodes are out today.
All right, definitely keep an eye on that. And real quick, as we wrap up, what's all this hype between the new Val Kilmer documentary?
This is a documentary on Amazon Prime Video about Val Kilmer by Val Kilmer. He's been recording himself for the past 40 years, and he was one of the first guys in Hollywood to have his own personal video recorder, and he's brought it to sets, and he has all this footage that's been archived and cataloged, and finally decided to do something with it because he's been battling throat cancer, and he is kind of losing his voice, and he wanted to make sure he could do something while he still could with a lot of this footage. And so that's out this weekend on Amazon Prime Video. I didn't get a chance to see it, but it looks really, really interesting and something I'm definitely going to watch this weekend.
Well, and of course, you're just saying, you know, about Val Kilmer, by Val Kilmer, that's definitely going to pique a lot of interest right there. ABC's Jason Nathanson, thanks so much for joining us, giving us those updates, and we'll talk again next week.
All right, take care.